So let's talk about this collision, David. When do you think it occurred, and exactly what object might it have been?
Well, it had to have occurred really early when the Earth was still forming. It's probably, you know, that series of collisions I was talking about that formed the Earth, probably basically it was the last major one, and it was really would have been a remarkable thing to observe from a safe, very safe distance.
I mean, you could see this huge thing coming down on you, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was basically a collision between two planets, a large one and a small one. It was probably a Mars-sized object hit the Earth, and you know, the evidence for this is that the Moon seems to be made out of basically the same stuff as the Earth in terms of its overall chemistry, yet stuff that something happened to is it got really basically boiled off. All the water and all the easily boiled off stuff is gone from the Moon. So from this we infer that something massive basically plowed into the Earth, melted both objects. They sort of merged, and then a ring of debris kind of spun off into orbit, vaporized debris that then recoalesced to form our Moon. You know, that's our best idea now, and it seems to be that there's a lot of evidence that supports it. Is as fantastic as it seems, it's probably true. And not only did it form the Moon, but it must have really transformed Earth, you know, this catastrophe.
Well, what happened to the other object then that hit us?
Well, I think they merged, and its core kind of went in into joined Earth's core, and it's a lot of its mantle and a big chunk of Earth's mantle is what got splattered into orbit to form the Moon. So in a certain sense, Earth and Moon are both formed out of those two objects that collided.
Maybe we were supposed to have a ring around our planet or something, and then the Moon somehow, you know, got together, squeezed together.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. I think it probably was initially a ring after that came out of this, and then that ring kind of squished into the Moon. But if you would come along and seen Earth at just the right time, shortly after this happened, you probably would have seen a planet with a spectacular ring around it.
How come Venus revolves the opposite way than the other planets?
Well, it's a interesting puzzle. I don't think we understand planetary rotation that well. The people have theories, but I don't find them that convincing. I think it's still rather mysterious, and there may be a large random element to it, but it probably comes down to, again, major collisions early on in the history of the solar system that set Venus spinning in a different way than Earth.
Do you believe in that Planet X theory, that there might be another planet in this solar system? It's just too far out there to find?
Yeah, I think especially, you know, I'm not sure about another giant planet, although I would say we can't absolutely rule that out, but an Earth-sized planet way out beyond Pluto, I think is certainly possible. It's very clear that we're still discovering, what's out beyond Pluto. We keep discovering a lot of pretty large objects, nothing Earth-sized, but,
sure,
but other objects that are, you know, almost as big as Pluto. We found a few, and it may be that if we go farther out, that there could be some pretty substantial planet-like objects that we still have not discovered.
Old Sumerian texts talk of another planet that comes close every 3,600 years, and that there were beings on it that plopped over to our planet, called Nibiru. What do you think?
Wow. Well, 3,600 years.
It's a 3,600 year elliptical orbit.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of how.
And strangely enough, almost every 3,600 years, there's some kind of climactic calamity on this planet. Be it the flood or something. Something strange happens. Apparently, every 3,600 years.
So the last one would have been when?
That is the good question.
I mean, to me, it seems like another planet would have to have a really long... I mean, the farther out you go, the longer your orbit is, right? Jupiter has a 10-year orbit,
yeah.
Earth has a 1-year orbit. So that 3,600 years would actually pinpoint it at a certain distance from the Sun, and I'm not going to do the math here in my head, because if I did it wrong, then...
Would a computer model tell you where it is?
But you could figure it out, where, you know, how far out that would need to be pretty simply. And my intuition is telling me that that's not that far out to hide a planet. I'd be more comfortable with something farther out, if, you know, to say that we wouldn't have discovered it. But, you know, who knows if it's not a very large planet. And I don't know, the idea of other beings jumping between worlds, you know, what can I say? I'm a skeptic. As I've already said, you know, scientists don't have a clue about a lot of things, and we often act like we do. But I would need to be convinced.
Could you do this for me? I don't know what your resources are, but can you or do you know of anybody who could do a computer model of a 3,600-year elliptical orbit planet? That when it's close to the planet Earth, so that's whatever its rotation might be. And then would it be easy to find it with astronomers if it's really out there?
Yeah, I think that what you're proposing would be not that hard to model. If you because you just described the parameters of an orbit. You give me the 3,600 years. If you know the period of an orbit, I mean, Kepler figured this all out in the 17th century, that there's relationships that are pretty reliable. If you know the period of an orbit, which in what you're describing is 3,600 years, then you know its average distance from the sun. And then if you also know that in its innermost part of its orbit, it has to be close to the Earth,
yes,
then you even know more about this
right,
orbit.
Right.
You would be able to tell its ellipticity, how sort of squashed the orbit was, how
okay.
oval-shaped versus circular. So, you've actually just described an orbit that could be modeled. I can't quite do it here on the back of an envelope while we talk,
no.
But it's almost that simple.
Could you do that for me when you have time?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. It'd be fun.
And, we'll get back with each other. We'll post it on our website. We'll link it up with yours. And then, if you are able to find astronomers who would look at that and say, David, let's scan the heavens now that we have an idea where it could be and see what they find.
Yeah, well, I can certainly say something about the orbit, and I could propose it to some of my observer friends, and I could tell you what they say. And what they might say is, we're not even going to look because we just don't believe it. But I can't speak for them yet until we calculate this orbit. So I'm going to have to do that and get back to you.
Okay.